TV.
Are you tired of waiting for the promises of God to come to pass, namely the snatching away? The living who remain to the coming of the Lord will rise in the air, meet Christ in the air, and be ever with the Lord, made immortal, never to die again. Are you tired waiting for that one? Well, that's okay, because this is Martin Zender, and I've got good news for you, and that is that God always does what he says he's going to do, and we are operating, ladies and gentlemen, on the beautiful 7,000-year plan, 6 and 1, 6 and 1, 6 days of creation, 1 day of stopping, and 6,000 years of the time of man, and 1,000 years of the kingdom of God on earth. For the Apostle Paul says in Hebrews that there remains a Sabbath stopping for the people of God, and that is the millennial kingdom. And we're very close. All you have to do is count the years from Adam. And when an odometer reaches 6,000, it's game on for Israel. And before it's game on for Israel, we have to be out of here. Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, as sure as you're born. And I have to tell you, for those of you who are tired of waiting, you must click on the link below the show that came out yesterday. The Rodney Parris masterpiece. It's another Rodney Parris masterpiece. I mean, this one is even a cut above, because I was watching this thing, have not heard the audio in 21 years. It's called God's Promises. You are going to be so comforted. I was. I listened to it for the first time, watching it with a spectacular video that Rodney puts on it. I'm telling you, it's good for the soul. If you already watched it yesterday, watch it again. God never fails. I know it's the timing of the thing, but the timing of the thing, one of the keys is 1,000 years is as a day to God. I mean, that's not a literal formula, but it's a powerful statement that says God doesn't measure time as we do. If we had 10 decades between something somebody says, one of our fellow humans, and the coming to pass of that thing, we would say, well, that guy's forgotten. And yes, he probably has forgotten. Forget 10 decades, try 10 days. Yeah, they forget. People forget. God never forgets. Never forgets. 1,000 years is as a day. It's like he's on it. Believe me, he's on it. Watch that video. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. The virgin shall give birth. Isaiah said it happened. Jesus will be crucified between two criminals. It happened. The abduction of the house of Judah into Babylon, it happened. And the 70 years fulfilled when they got the hell out of there, that happened. It all happened. How's this? Let there be light, and there was light. Yeah, that was a quick promise. I wish God would do it that way. Let there be the snatching away, and there was a snatching away. Not well, we're being tried by faith here because it hasn't happened yet. But it's going to happen. I promise you that. I don't promise you. I reference you to God's promises. Watch that video. Now, I told you about the Melchizedek priesthood, that God is not distracted. Oh, speaking of distraction, Rodney has this excellent video segment. I said in the audio, which I made in Almont, Michigan in 1999, I said that it's like when you see a beautiful woman, and it's those, in those magic movie moments, you know, somebody sees a beautiful woman and then everything fuzzes around, everything disappears, and the only thing that the man sees is this vision of this beautiful angel, this beautiful woman. And he thought of two movies where that happened. One is The Natural, and another one is The Natural, Robert Redford, right? The other one is Somewhere in Time, Christopher Reeve. So it's so clever the way he did it. You got to watch it. So God is not distracted by these intervening messes, these intervening times, the CF of the progression of time. He doesn't care. It's fine. It just, he only sees his goal, and he's going to reach it. So the Melchizedek priesthood, of course, watch it from Friday. God promised, God had a new order of priests in mind. Melchizedek was a king and a priest in Salem before it was even Jerusalem. And he was a king and a priest and a prophet, which Jesus Christ is also all three. And he tithed Abraham, and the greater tithes the lesser. The lesser is tithed by the greater. So Melchizedek, greater than the Levitical priesthood. But what ensues is a Levitical priesthood. Centuries, 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 centuries of a failing priesthood. But what happens? Aha, in the millennium, we revert to the Melchizedek style. Yeah. And Jesus Christ is a priest along the order of Melchizedek. Because, you see, Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, couldn't be a priest because he was out of Judah, the tribe of Judah. And nobody says anything about priests coming out of Judah. Why? Because it's not in the law. You got to be a Levite. All right, so I referenced another passage where this happens. And I'm going to go to Galatians 3:13 now. Christ reclaims us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for our sakes. For it is written, accursed is everyone hanging on a pole. Ugh. That the blessing of Abraham may be coming to the nations. Blessing of Abraham may be coming to the nations. What's this? Wasn't Abraham an Israelite? No, he was not an Israelite. Israel was his grandson. He wasn't an Israelite. Well, wasn't he circumcised? No, not at the time this thing happened. That the blessing of Abraham may be coming to the nations. What do you mean? In Christ Jesus, that we may be obtaining the promise of the Spirit through faith. Abraham had this perfect moment of faith when God said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Facing which Abraham believed it, of the God who is calling what is not as though it were. Romans chapter 4. How is that? So God took a snapshot of that. Justification by faith. There's a picture of it. Abraham was justified by faith. Then he was circumcised. See, then the Israel thing started. And when Paul references Abraham, it's before circumcision. Well, James talks about Abraham too, Martin. James is a circumcision guy. Right. What event does James reference in Abraham's life? When he was justified by works, by offering his son Isaac up. When God said, take him to the mountain and kill him. See, James calls upon Abraham post-circumcision, Paul pre-circumcision, not an accident. Brethren, I'm saying this as a man, a human covenant, likewise having been ratified, that is, the promise to Abraham based on his faith, no one is repudiating or modifying it. Now to Abraham, the promises were declared and to his seed. He is not saying and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. That's a complicated CF of a verse. I know that. I didn't write it. Sorry. Now this I'm saying a covenant having been... Yeah, I already did that. Yeah. Okay, no. Paul repeats it. I'm saying a covenant having been ratified by God, the law having come 430 years afterward does not invalidate so as to nullify the promise. The promise. There's my whole point. God made a promise. Then he tucks it in his pocket, promise to Abraham. Abraham, take a snapshot. This guy believed God. This guy believed a crazy thing God said, that your seed is going to be as the stars of the heaven, as the sand on the sea. Take a snapshot of that. Abram, his name wasn't even Abraham yet. Abram, before circumcision, tuck that in your pocket. And now, 430 years later, the law comes, and it looks like, well, so much for that promise to Abraham by faith. Not so fast. Because Paul comes on the scene, and he actually has recourse. Thank God, this probably saved Paul's life. That he said, wait, look back at Abraham. See, there was a time before Israel started that he was justified by faith. He had faith in God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. That's a great example of God not being slack concerning his promises, and the law coming not only 430 years later, but the law running centuries after that. What a distraction. God surely has forgotten that snapshot of Abraham. No, he has not. He's got it in his pocket. And all the distractions are fuzzy. He doesn't see it. He sees his goal, like that beautiful woman. And he is going to reach his goal. And so, why is this comforting to you and me? Because of 1 Thessalonians 4:13, that Christ will be descending. Those of us who are remaining to the coming of the Lord will not rise before the dead. The dead will be rising first. The dead in Christ, thereupon we the living who are remaining will be snatched away to meet the Lord in the air, where we shall ever be with the Lord. That promise is as sure as any other promise God made. It's easy for him. And the intervening years, the intervening times, in our case, it's only been 2,000 years, which is 2 days to God. They do not distract God. What he has promised, he will accomplish.